This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the Army of South Sudan signed a deal with the United Nations to release all remaining child soldiers. That means the world's newest nation could be removed from a list of countries that use children in the military. Radhika Kumaraswamy is a UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict. She announced Friday in Juba that the deal could lead to 2,000 more children being released soon. The Sudan People's Liberation Army has released 3,000 children since the peace agreement was signed in 2005. That agreement ended the civil war with Sudan. The SPLA is a former guerrilla movement. It fought Sudan for many years and secured South Sudan's independence in July. Ms. Kumaraswamy says it is important for the army to act quickly on the new deal signed Monday. The number of child soldiers in the military has grown because many came from rebel groups that accepted a government offer of a general pardon.
The SPLA has been on this list since 2006, and it's very important that we delist them as soon as possible. And now that they're a national army, it becomes extremely important.
The UN diplomat visited South Sudan this week to inspect the conditions for children and to discuss South Sudan's progress in freeing child soldiers. But she was not able to visit the troubled state of Jonglei. There, more than 140,000 people have been affected by ethnic violence this year. Ms. Kumaraswamy expressed concern that traditional cattle raiding between competing communities had become increasingly deadly. She said children were often targeted in the killings and large numbers were kidnapped along with women.
We want to ensure that in the future there will be no impunity for those who abduct, but also we want to ensure that any reconciliation process may have to have a return of women and children.
The United Nations is looking to quickly remove South Sudan from the child soldier list. But the diplomat says the Security Council is moving toward arms and travel restrictions and financial sanctions against countries where children are still used as soldiers. These include Ivory Coast, Somalia, and the DRC. On another issue, Ms. Kumaraswamy expressed concerns about areas in western South Sudan. These are still targets of cross-border attacks by Joseph Kony and his Lord's Resistance Army. His group has used child soldiers for years in border areas of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Central African Republic, South Sudan, and Uganda. The situation gained international attention this month after an American group released an online video. It called for Joseph Kony to be captured and brought to trial at the International Criminal Court. Ms. Kumaraswamy said bringing attention and getting young people to become active on the issue was good. But she said calling for military action could endanger the lives of children still trapped in the Lord's Resistance Army.
And the last thing we want, and I hope this will not happen, is vigilantism. You know, we have cases in South Sudan of people picking up a gun and deciding to go find Kony. This kind of thing is crazy. We want national armies accountable to the Geneva Conventions who are going to go find Kony.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.